chapter 6, definitions. Big love and little love. Little love is human conditional love expressed on the horizontal axis in our relationships with relatives, friends, and colleagues. Big love is the pure, unconditional, unlimited love we cultivate with vertical axis methods. With sustained long-term practice of the recommended methods, little love expands until big love is all there is. Brutal reality. Death, pain and suffering, and the unknown, referred to as reality because on the physical plane, suffering is unavoidable and death wins in the end. Brutal reality ultimately replaces the illusion of safety, security, and immortality defined below. Brutal reality is the painful side of duality. Cave of darkness. A place of severe pain where we face the unknown, death, and or evil without immediate answers to our questions. This is sometimes referred to as the dark night of the soul. Duality, the law of polar opposites, pleasure and pain, good and evil, joy and sadness, love and hate, likes and dislikes, success and failure, anger and peace, life and death, and more. Ego. The positive side of the ego helps us establish our place in the world of people and activities. The negative side of the ego separates us from others, the creation, and the creator. This leads to selfishness. I, me, my, mine, territoriality, self-importance, and a host of other problems described throughout this work. The field. A singular power inhabits all space, unifying and harmonizing everything in the universe. This power is pure, formless, conscious energy. It is at once the source of everything and the link that connects all. It cannot be born, confined, limited, divided, or broken. It is eternal, immortal, changeless, and one. It is inside, outside, everywhere, extending forever in every direction, unifying all things and people. We do not enter this field. We are already in it, and it is already in us. There is no separation. All is one. We live in this infinite ocean as a fish swims in water. The water is always right here, offering peace, love, joy, wisdom, and safety. When we realize our oneness with the ocean, we know that we are immortal, indivisible, and connected to all. The field is also referred to as the big space or the ocean. Gap abyss. The gap abyss is the feeling of anxiety-panic we encounter when we introspect to find and work on our problems. Fear is the number one barrier to self-healing. Even making little changes can create a panicky feeling that we might unravel to the abyss. For deep healing, we must learn how to manage the feelings in the gap abyss. Grace. We have access to a vast intelligent healing power within and around us. We can tap into this power and get help with any type of suffering through work and grace. When we do our part at maximum effort, ask for help, and endure the problem as long as it is there, grace follows. Grace opens the gate to the unified field of omnipotent healing energy. We have no control over the gate. The keeper of the gate, a mysterious intelligent force or law opens the gate for us. The gate may or may not open for elimination of disease, disability, or other painful problems. However, if we do the work, the gate will always open to allow the expansion of healing qualities such as peace, love, strength, courage, wisdom, and joy. Healing power. The magnificent, intelligent healing power that operates every cell in the body. It knows what to do. It is incomparably brilliant. Healing qualities. A list of 100 qualities also referred to as the spiritual alphabet. These qualities are the attributes of love and reflect the character of the higher self, true self, or soul. Higher power. The God of your understanding, higher consciousness, higher self, or higher meaning and purpose. Higher self. This is the true self or soul, a composite of the 100 healing qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. Horizontal axis. External action on the physical plane involving people, activities, places, things, and events. Used in conjunction with the vertical axis, which is internal action involving practice of spiritual methods described in this work. A balanced healing program includes work in both domains. Illusion of safety, security, and immortality. There is no such thing as permanent or absolute safety on the physical plane. The best we can do on the physical plane is to create a feeling of safety based on the sense that we have more time. This is referred to as an illusion, as it is temporary, limited, and ultimately replaced by brutal reality. The inevitable suffering of life. Life is difficult and painful for everyone. There's no way around it. All of us have to face the minor irritations of routine daily living and major life problems such as disease, disability, loss, change, the unknown, and death. This is the inevitable suffering of life. Reactivity is the suffering that we add to the inevitable suffering of life. Reactivity is reversible. The inevitable suffering of life is not reversible. Let the story unfold, the pain story. Allowing painful emotions to surface so they can tell their story, a very important first step in healing. For the second phase, see spiritualizing the story. Liberation. Freedom from suffering through transcendence of body and mind to the pure consciousness and pure awareness of the soul connected to spirit. A state reserved for masters after long periods of sustained spiritual practice. Love. A combination of 100 healing qualities defined in step 7. For our purposes, each time you read the word love, you can consider that as one or a combination of these qualities. If you don't favor the word love, you are encouraged to use one of the following names, or any label that gives you inspiration. Here are the other terms that can be used in place of love. Truth, power, wisdom, self-knowledge, higher self, true self, soul, the Buddha, Atman, the image of God, spiritual qualities, spiritual alphabet, healing alphabet, spiritual properties, qualities, healing qualities, or the attributes of love. It doesn't matter what you call it. What does matter is the recognition that at the very core of your being exists a host of healing qualities that can help you manage any painful problem. Maya. Maya is the power inherent in ordinary consciousness that makes us think we are separate from the Creator, creation, and other creatures. Under the influence of Maya, we experience the division, separation, limitation, impermanence, and suffering of ordinary or worldly consciousness. Mental health. The mind is calm, positive, focused, strong, and resilient. It is awake, alert, and ready for problem solving, creative intelligence, shaping meaning, goal accomplishment, pain management, and the creation of health, success, harmony, and joy. Mind-body-spirit medicine. A field of study, research, and practice dedicated to the understanding that healthcare outcomes depend on the state of our body, mind, and soul. One continuous sacred ritual. The act of spiritualizing and making every thought, feeling, and action sacred. The student is always practicing a method and a quality. Pain or suffering. In this work, the words pain and suffering are used interchangeably. Pain refers to any discomfort, physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual. Prana, the intelligent energy or life force that permeates and operates every cell, tissue, organ, and system of the body. Pranayama, yoga techniques used to bring the life force or prana under control and direct it towards spirit. Reactivity. Reactivity is defined in step 5, tools become barriers. The restless mind, high emotional reactivity, excessive material desire, the body, hyperactivity, and egotism add an additional layer of suffering to the inevitable suffering of life. This is called reactivity. Reactivity is reversible. Recovery. Getting our social, recreational, vocational, and spiritual life back no matter our disease or disability. Roll the wheel. Roll the wheel or roll the universal healing wheel means practicing pain, method, quality, PMQ, in response to any pain or problem. Room of stillness. There is a place inside that is always still, quiet, spacious, and serene. This calm center is in the deepest part of our being. It is always there, no matter how turbulent or chaotic our lives. We can go there for refuge, comfort, and rejuvenation. Healing qualities and healing powers abound in the room of stillness. This is the place of deepest healing and a springboard for superconscious states. School. Life is school. Pain is the teacher. If we open to the lessons always have to do with the cultivation of healing qualities or love. Skillful pain management. There are two layers of pain: the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. We cannot control the former, but we can control the latter. When you practice the techniques described in this workbook, you reduce reactivity, the add-ons to the inevitable suffering of life. You cultivate strength and peace no matter what your body or the world throws at you. You become a more skillful pain manager, and your quality of life improves accordingly. Skillful pain management is love itself. Spiritual alphabet. The 100 qualities defined in step 7, also referred to as healing qualities, the attributes of love or love. Spiritual evolution. When the qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet, such as peace, strength, courage, love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness, grow, you will feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. Spiritual practice. Practicing any one or a combination of the 15 methods described in this work. Spirituality. Religious elements include story, metaphor, parable, concepts, images, aspects, sacred texts, rituals, traditional worship, social gatherings, committee work, attending services, music, architecture, and listening to sermons. Spirituality is the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness that permeate these elements. Religion is the structure and platform that creates spiritual qualities and higher states of consciousness. Spiritualizing the story, the healing story. The first phase of healing is to let the story unfold. Spiritualizing the story is the second phase of healing, in which painful emotions are reduced and replaced by strength, courage, endurance, compassion, understanding, peace, harmony, and a host of other qualities. The healing story trumps the pain story, takes over the dominant position in consciousness, and determines our true identity as peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom, manifested as serene and compassionate service to humanity. Healing qualities are the spiritual solution to any pain, problem, conflict, symptom, disease, or disability. Superconsciousness. An unmistakable shift in consciousness, sometimes described as the peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, unfathomable stillness, intuitive wisdom, a feeling of oneness with everything, and other wonderful expressions of spirit. These experiences may last from a few minutes or hours to several days, but there is inevitably a return to ordinary consciousness unless one is a spiritual master. Traction device. What gives the inspiration to do the work? Traction devices for the universal healing wheel are any of the elements from the great wisdom traditions, concepts, images, aspects, rituals, story, sermons, music, art, or metaphor. This may include God, the God of love, the Masters, mystery, karma, reincarnation, and much more. Transpersonal psychology and psychiatry. The branch of psychiatry and psychology that attempts to integrate the science of psychology, psychiatry, with the insights of various spiritual disciplines, including the role of superconscious states, mystical experiences, and contemplative practices for self-transcendence. The universal healing wheel, the wheel, pain method quality, or PMQ. 1. Pain, any physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual problem. 2. Method, any one or a combination of 15 practice methods described in this work. 3. Quality, any one or combination of 100 healing qualities. PMQ is the essential healing principle of any wisdom tradition. It is the E equals MC squared of psychosocial and spiritual healing. It is necessary and sufficient. This is all you need. Rolling the universal healing wheel means practicing PMQ in response to any pain or problem. USA, unconditional, spontaneous, automatic. At mastery, when a spiritual quality is fully developed, It is USA, or unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic. The greatest example of this is Jesus on the cross proclaiming, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus expressed unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic forgiveness, signaling his status as a grand spiritual master. Vertical axis. This is internal action involving the practice of spiritual methods described in this work. It is used in conjunction with horizontal axis, which is external action on the physical plane involving people, activities, things, events, and places. A balanced healing program includes work in both domains. Will. Will is composed of two elements, free will and willpower. Free will is our ability to choose. It determines our direction. Willpower is the degree of intensity and passion given to our choices. As with physical muscles, willpower expands or atrophies depending on how much exercise it gets. Wisdom tradition. All of the great religions, spiritual teachings, and other psychosocial healing models such as the 12-step program, dialectic behavior therapy, mindfulness-based cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and many more. Yoga. Merging the soul with spirit through love, service, wisdom, and stillness. Mental yoga is keeping our needle of attention on love, service, wisdom, and stillness in both meditation and activity. Yo-yo effect. When we practice meditation, mindfulness, and other methods that involve calm concentration on a single point, the mind wanders. We bring it back to our point of focus, but it wanders again. This yo-yo back and forth movement between calm concentration and the wandering mind will go on for years. It is a part of the natural process of the methods described in this work. The yo-yo effect is the route to full power and deep healing. The next chapter describes the 10-step model. You will learn how to use the inevitable suffering of life to cultivate peace, love, and joy. The result is a shift in the locus of control from the outer world of people, places, and things to the inner world of peace, power, and strength, a world of our own definition.